18th century cures. Despite the increase in scientific knowledge in the 17th and 18th centuries, medical treatment had altered little since medieval times. Bleeding and cupping were practiced widely in the 18th and early 19th centuries, not only on humans, but also on domestic animals. It was thought that in illness, part of the blood must be bad or out of balance. Thus, bleeding might remove the bad part of the blood and restore a balance to achieve a cure. However, today we think that this treatment probably made matters worse by producing anemia and by reducing the volume of blood circulating. Bleeding involved cutting through the skin into a vein with a lancet, fleam, or spring-driven cutter. The resultant blood flow was drained into a bleeding bowl. Several ounces of blood, 100 to 400 millilitres, might be drained on each occasion. This might be repeated weekly or even daily. Wet cupping involved applying a warmed cup to the cut skin. As the cup cooled, a partial vacuum was formed and blood was drawn out. In dry cupping of the skin was omitted so that the vacuum created caused an accumulation of blood under the skin beneath the cup. This approach was probably less harmful. Medicinal leeches, blood-sucking worms found in freshwater ponds and streams, were used in large quantities. Worcester Infirmary was said to have used about 16,000 medicinal leeches each year. Leeches are still sometimes used by plastic surgeons to reduce swellings and under skin flaps. This case contains four methods by which blood might be taken from patients. On the middle shelf is a pickled leech. Worcester Infirmary was said to have used about 16,000 every year. When a leech bites you, it releases an anti-clotting chemical that allows the leech to suck as much blood as it needs. Leeches are used sometimes today after plastic surgery to reduce bruising. Also on the middle shelf, there are two types of blade, fleams and lancets, both of which were used to cut the skin. On the top shelf, there is a multiple scarifier with 12 small blades that could be released at once into the patient's skin to make 12 small cuts. On the bottom shelf, there is a selection of bowls used to collect blood.